We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Mila, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Zayin. V'ze shemuva b'zoyer HaKadosh shelo yehoyo roye ne'emon kemoyshe shemosar nafshoy b'shvil b'nei doiroi. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been talking about, the greatness of a tzaddik, we see that it's brought in the Zoyer HaKadosh that the Jewish people never had a shepherd, a leader that was as trustworthy as Moshe Rabbeinu, who put his life on the line for the people of his generation. Ki Noach loy bikesh rachamim kol kach. Because Noach did not plead as strongly as Moshe Rabbeinu. Vafilu Avram Avinu. Even Avram Avinu, shebikesh vispalel al anshei stoyim v'amoira, who pleaded with Hashem for the people of Stoyim and Amoira, even him, he wasn't successful in the end. Avaloi kemoisha, Avram Avinu did not plead as strongly as Moshe Rabbeinu did, shemosar nafshoi beyoser. He literally put his life on the line, more than all of them. And he said, V'omar, he said, V'im ayin, if you don't forgive the Jews, Mochenino mi sifrocha asher kosafta, erase me from the Torah. Ayin shom b'zoyer HaKodesh. Take a look at the Zoyer HaKodesh over there, where it makes this comparison between Noach and Avram Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu. This paragraph is one of the special paragraphs in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal is going to really spell out very clearly how critical the role of the tzaddik is in Yiddishkeit for Klal Yisrael and for each and every person. Ki be'emes ha-tzadik ha-doyer ha-koil tolui boy. Because the truth is, the tzaddik of the generation, everything depends on him. Ki lefi oitzim z'chusoy u'kedushosoy kein yochoy legalois be'yoyser ha-chesed ha-nelam kanal. Because it's based on his merit and his holiness, that's what gives him the ability to reveal that hidden chesed, shaydeze hachesed hu yochoy lekayim es olam b'chol eis, and with that chesed to be able to sustain the world at all times, afilu im ho'olam rechoykim kamoishim rechoykim, even if the people are very distant from Hashem, ve'ech shehu tamid, and no matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstances are, Tomid yesh chesed hanelam, there always exists this hidden chesed she'ein magia l'shom shum pegam klal, where nothing harms that ever, nothing interrupts that. No sin that we do or anything affects that chesed chinam in any way. Shaydeze yecholim l'kayim hoylam tomid, and that's what gives the ability to sustain the world, that's what gives the ability to sustain the world at all times. Aval hakoil tolui bekoyach hatzadik hador daika. However, everything is dependent on the power of the tzaddik of the generation. Ki be'emes, because the truth is, Hashem yisborach boro es oylam bechazdoi levad. We know that Hashem created the world with His kindness, only with His kindness. Shehu hachesed hanal. And here we're referring to that chesed chinam. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, oilam chesed yibone. The world was built with chesed. Avlachar sheboro ho'olam. However, after Hashem completed creating the world, from that point on, hakoil tolui b'tzadik hador, everything is up to the tzaddik of the generation. Ki kefi koichoy uritzoinoy, kein mekayim hoylam. It's based on his abilities and his desire, the tzaddik's ability and desire. That's how the world is sustained and maintained. V'hakoil tolui boy, and everything is dependent on him. V'alkein, and therefore, afilu bedoyer hamabul, even when it came to the generation which Hashem wiped them out with the flood, אם היה עוז מי שיוכה לגלויס החסד הנעל הנעלם, כמו מישה רבנו עליו השלם, had there been a tzaddik at that time, like מישה רבנו, who would have had the ability to reveal that chesed chinam at that time, היה באפשר שיסקיים הולם גם עוז. Then the world could have continued to exist. It would not have to have been destroyed. And because of the fact that Noach HaTzadik did not put his life on the line like Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't work as hard as Moshe Rabbeinu, and he did not reveal the hidden chesed of Hashem at that time, Alkein hoyo mabul boilam, therefore there was a flood, vehechriv kol hoilam, and it destroyed the entire world. Vafilu Noach hoyo muchruch lahastir atzmoi bateva, and even Noach himself had to go hide in the teva. Afal pi sheharbe revach vatzola lefonov, even though Hashem has a million different ways if he wants to save somebody, if he wants to protect somebody from being harmed by the forces around them, Hashem has other ways to do it. Aval me'achar shenitan reshus lamashchis, however, once Hashem gave permission to the destroying angels to go ahead and destroy, v'loyhoya yochoy lizgalois hachesed hanelam lahogan aleim, and the hidden chesed was not revealed to be able to protect them at that time, alkein afilu Noach HaTzadik hoya muchruch lias sosum v'nela minister. That's why even Noach HaTzadik had to be hidden away, had to go hide. Ki HaTzadik hu bi'atzmoy ha-Torah, because the Tzadik, he himself is the Torah, b'chinas chesed, that chesed, hanal, that we spoke about. V'alkein machma shelo yehoya boi koyach legalo yisachesed hanal, and therefore, because of the fact that Noach was not able to reveal that hidden chesed that can sustain the world even in the worst of times, alkein hu hoya muchruch lihisoser min ayin bateva. Therefore, Noach HaTzadik had to hide himself. He had to get out of the ray of vision and hide himself in that ark, kedei sheyir behelem, so that he should be in a state of hiddenness, just like the chesed at that time was very hidden. And it's only by his doing that, by going into hiding in that ark, that's what made it that something was left from the whole world, that the world was not destroyed in its entirety. There was a little bit left to rebuild with. Aval Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom mosar nafshoy miyad. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu, he put his life on the line immediately when he saw the Jewish people in danger. Ad shehoyo megale u'mo'er ha-chesed ha-ne'elam ha-mekayim ho'elam tomid, to the point where he was able to succeed in revealing and activating that hidden chesed that sustains the world always, even in the worst of times. To the point where Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in nullifying Hashem's decree, v'niskayim hoylam, and the world, the Jewish people, were able to continue. Afal pi she'osu oz mash'osu, despite the fact that they did what they did at the time. They did such terrible sins. The Egel Azov, the golden calf. Because through this hidden chesed, one can sustain the world always, at all times, no matter how bad things are. Paragraph Ches. V'zehu Shomar Moshe. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem. V'im ayin, and if you refuse to save the Jews, mochenina, erase me. Ki be'emes loy hoyso ha-toyra tzricha l'saper rak etzem ha-mitzvois. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this. He says the truth is, the fact is, that the Torah, really, all it had to contain in it is an explanation of the mitzvahs. Kegoin mitzvahs tzitzis, mitzvahs tefillin, There was no need, no real critical need for the stories, for the things that preceded the mitzvahs and the other things besides the mitzvahs, as we're going to see. Shezehu ikar ha-Torah, because that's the main part of the Torah, is the description of the mitzvahs, kedei l'kayim mitzvoseho, in order to enable us to fulfill the mitzvahs. Aval kol ha-sipurim shel ha-Torah, whereas all the stories in the Torah, kegoyim mi bereshis ad ha-chodesh ha-zelochem, such as from the beginning of the Chumash until that first official mitzvah of ha-chodesh ha-zelochem, shehi mitzvah rishayna, v'chein shara sipurim aboyim achakach, and so too the stories that appear after that, number one, v'afilu eitzel kol mitzvah mitzvah, yesh oid dvorim b'sipurim. Rav Nosson Zal says now, based on a chapter in the Likutei Moharan we'll see in a minute, that even when the Torah describes the mitzvahs, there's all kinds of stories surrounding it, extra wording, sort of. Dehainu mashenemar etzel roiv mitzvahs vayidabar Hashem el Moshe lemar. For example, the fact that by majority of mitzvahs in the Torah, it starts off by saying Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not part of the actual mitzvah. The mitzvah is do this, do that. What do we need that vayidabar Hashem el Moshe lemar for? Shezeu bechinas divrei ha-Torah. Those words are referred to as the divrei ha-Torah, the word, also the words of the Torah, like a discussion surrounding the actual technical part of the Torah. Ki ikra Torah hi ha-mitzvah bi'atzma, because the real essence of the Torah is the mitzvah itself, the description of the mitzvah. Ach kol elu ha-sipurim, v'chol elu ha-divrei Torah shesvivo is kol mitzvah mitzvah, Zeo bechinas ha-Torah ha-na'alemes anal, shehu gavoya yoyser min ha-Torah shebenigla, shehu bechinas sisrei Torah. These stories that precede the presentation of the mitzvahs, and also when there is a mitzvah being presented, all the extra words surrounding the actual mitzvah, an example, vaydabar shemal meshalemer, they are actually Torah ne'elemes. That's actually hidden Torah, shehu gavoya yoyser min ha-Torah shebenigla, which is on a higher level than the revealed portion of the Torah, than the actual description of the mitzvahs. Shehu bechinas sisrei Torah. Those parts of the Torah are referred to as secrets of Torah. Vezois ha-Torah ha-ne'elemes, hi bechinas chesed chinom anal, shoy mekayim oylam koydom an Torah. And it's this hidden Torah, which we just said, the stories of the Torah and the extra pieces in front and back of each mitzvah, they actually represent that chesed chinom that sustained the world before the Torah was officially given. Shebozeh mekayimim hoylam beis pshitusan obeis shirochikim ha-Torah kanal. And this is the power that sustains the world when the Jews are at their simple, and and on a low level. They're far from Torah. They're not connected to the Torah. It's this hidden Torah that's able to sustain them at that time, the stories and those other parts. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 22 in Likutei Moharan, paragraph 9. She'elu adivrei Torah heim b'chinas sisrei Torah, b'chinas ha-Torah ha-ne'elemes. Rabbeinu Zal there goes on to explain and show how those words that surround the mitzvah, they are actually referred to as hidden Torah. They're a very high level of Torah.